Hachette Audio presents Coined, The Rich Life of Money and How Its History Has Shaped Us. Written by Kabir Sehgal. Read by Kevin Stillwell. For Douglas Brinkley, mentor and friend. Forward. In 1974, I was teaching economics at Chittagong University in Bangladesh. In order to reach the campus, I had to travel through Jobrah, a typical Bangladeshi village next to the newly built university campus. That same year, a terrible famine caused millions across Bangladesh to suffer. And when I realized I could do nothing to ease all that suffering, I felt the arrogance of knowledge and learning begin to melt away. I wanted to overcome this feeling of uselessness by helping at least one person at a time. I started walking around the village every day with that tiny mission in mind. There were so many things to be done that I hardly knew where to begin. Then I noticed loan sharking was being practiced widely in the village, which was an ugly thing to watch. A mechanism that exploited the poorest people. Using my one-person-at-a-time approach, I started lending to people out of my own pocket. And that is how the idea of microcredit was born. My work as a banker to the poor has helped me reevaluate money. The traditional definition of money, found in economics, narrowly categorizes it as an instrument to be used either to maximize our self-interest or to give away as charity. Money, however, can also be applied to advance important...